Good morning, audio boo. It's me in the car again. I thought I'd do another one of these because it worked reasonably well last time and I may as well make use of my time in the car. I mean, that's what I wanted to talk about today. As you may know, I'm doing an OU course. Got an exam coming up on the 7th of October, so that's just under a month away. So I'm into revision now. And the way I'm doing it is I'm listening to my course books as audiobooks. But what I've had to do to get them as audiobooks is convert them from, we get them as Mobi Pocket EPUB files, which work on the Kindle. So I copy them across onto my Kindle and found that the Kindle has a text-to-speech option. So I was able to hook up the output from the Kindle to the computer and record the speech of the book and convert it to an audiobook. Although I found another way of doing it, because I was looking at it on Sunday, and I'd not realised before, because I was actually going through, I've got my notes that I've taken as I've gone through the course in a web app called Workflowy, which is an outline programme. So you type things in, you can type a note and indent in, organise them into groups, so it's quite a nice way of keeping notes organised. And I selected all the text in there, and then I noticed there was an option, a context menu option, called Services Text to Speech, which actually converted the whole document into a speech file and dropped it straight into iTunes, and it did that in about a minute for quite a lot of notes. So I have another route of converting text to speech. So I've tried that with the PDF documents as well. I couldn't see a way of getting it to work with the EPUB file, but I have two ways of getting text to speech and getting that as audiobooks onto my phone. And then when I'm in the car, as I am in the car quite a lot, I can listen to my notes and my audiobooks, and that's a reasonable amount of revision time every day. And the other thing, so I've got my car revision time and then a bit of time at home doing the classic thing of going through old papers and practicing exam questions. So hopefully I should be prepared, but you never know with the exams till you're actually in the exam room how it's going to work out. The other thing I'm looking forward to, I'm on my way to Manchester tonight and then coming back, I'm on my way to Manchester now and coming back tonight. So the Apple event to look forward to. I like my Apple products. I know they're expensive, but they are well designed and they do last. I'm still using the MacBook that I got when I started doing my OU course, which is 5 years old now, and it's still fine. You know, the battery is showing it's starting to wear out, so I might need a new battery at some point. But other than showing a warning in the battery monitor, it still seems to give a couple of hours battery life when it's unplugged from the power, which seems fine to me. So whether there's a new iPhone, so my current iPhone is a 4S. So whether I'll be able to get a 5S cheap now, or whether I'll go mad and get one of the new ones that's being announced tonight, or there's the iWatch, supposedly the fitness monitor, and maybe they'll surprise us with something else as well. I know people mock the Apple fans for being poseurs, but I still like my Apple stuff. Anyway, so that's all I'm going to talk about now. So while I have a red light, I'm going to save this and post it. And I hope you all have a great day, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Oh, edited to add, if anybody's taking notes or keeping score, eco drive level today is 65.3, although I'm not there yet, so it should go up a bit more than that. Okay, that's it.